And they had a tremendous flood out there the other day when we had the 6 inches of rain. It done, I think they said, $170,000 worth of damage to that church. And Tim said their normal Sunday giving is $100,000 a Sunday. That's what they bring in, $100,000. And as far as I know, the buildings are all paid for and everything, so what are they doing with that? That would be my question. Where is it all going? If they're $100,000 a week and everything's paid for, what are they doing with that kind of money? That's $400,000 a month. And so they had the damage the other day. They asked everybody to give sacrificially to help pay for the damage. And Tim said they did. The gift Sunday was $300,000 for one day. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe they are using $100,000 a week. I don't know how you spend $100,000 a week, but with a church that everything's paid for, it looked like your bank account ought to be going way up there. So, but anyway, I'm sure they got something there. The same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is changing lives everywhere. Now, the good news that goes out will change lives. Now, then, not all of the Bible is presented in such a way that people understand it so it doesn't change lives. But if you teach it just exactly like it's written, it will change lives. You know, some people don't want to hear it like it's written, but if they will, it says that it is changing lives everywhere just as it changed yours. That wow. Did I hear a hallelujah over here? It changed yours, didn't it? And Frank's. And there's lots of us in here it has changed. I look at Liz sitting there. I think about how the Word of God changed her life. You know, Liz, some of you don't know or don't know, but Liz, this precious little daughter of the King here, when she came to us, she had had Lyme's disease for 17 years. Isn't that right, Liz? It was incurable. She goes to church. She was raised in church, but she didn't know these principles. So when she came here, she came up to be prayed for. We showed her what the principles of the Word of God was, what caused her sickness, what she had to do to get rid of it, you know. And it's just like several of you, you know, when I told you you're sick because of sin, you don't want to hear that. You know, you just don't want to hear it. But she did hear it. She listened. She got her sins repented of. And then we got her almost completely healed. But there was a little bit we just couldn't seem to get rid of her Lyme disease. So I just told her, I said, Liz, God alone knows what all of your sins are. So I said, you just get with him, begin to petition him, say, Lord, I want to be free, because he wants you free. I said, he will reveal to you all these wonderful things. So she went and began to petition the Lord, and he began to open her understanding to things she had forgotten, sins that had happened years before, little unforgivenesses here and there and all kinds of things. And when she got her slate clean, then we prayed for her one more time. And how long ago was that you were completely healed, Liz?
3 years
ago. 3 years she was completely healed of Lyme disease. And we are so grateful. You're so grateful. Your children are so grateful. Your husband is so grateful. And everybody is grateful that the Word of God, the Jesus we serve, when we do what he says, he's still a healer, isn't he? Yes, he is. But it's hard to stand on that. You know that? You know, and even when you have a family member like Liz that has been miraculously, wonderfully healed, and then if somebody else in your family gets sick, sometimes they want to try to stand on the Word. But you know how hard it is to stand on the Word when it's your flesh that's being worked on? It's hard. You know, I'm telling you, it's hard. And that's why there's so few faith people out there, you know, because people just... Yeah, and of course, I will have to say, the doctors we have out there today don't have to be doctors alone anymore. They have to be doctors and lawyers. Because, you know, the insurance that they have to have, and, I mean, even Ty has told me a couple of things at different times about people, that they give certain kind of medicines knowing the medicine is not going to be real good for you, but since the medical system says you have to do this with this. If they don't do it, they're going against the system, and they can be sued. You know, and they know it's not going to be, or it could cause this. How would you like to take a medication, you know, for upset stomach, and you read on the side effects, it says this could cause heart stoppage. But are you going to take that for an upset stomach?
No.
I believe I'd rather have the upset stomach for a while. You know, but we got some medicines out there that's just about that bad, don't we, Ty? Yeah. In fact, that one medicine, I forget what it was, I think you said for blood pressure, and it will all within just how many years did you say it caused liver failure?
It caused liver and kidney.
Liver and kidney failure within what, 1 to 3 years or something like that, didn't you?
Most of the beta blockers that are out there on the market today.
Wow. Now, see? I believe I'd rather trust Jesus for my healing. You know, I believe I'd rather trust Jesus. You know, and the thing about it is, the secret is, don't sin, walk in obedience to God's word. You won't ever have to have that medicine, will you, Keith?
That's right.
You don't have to go to that doctor. Right. Just walk in obedience to the word. But what we don't know kills us today. Liz didn't know that. I mean, she had no idea that those little things was what was making her sick with Lyme's disease. You know, we think we get bit by a tick or something. Well, let me tell you, that may be what caused it, all right. But that tick, he couldn't have crawled up there and bit you if you had been walking totally in obedience to God's word. God's in control. He knows what's going to happen to you, and he knows how to take care of you. All you got to do is walk in obedience to his word. He promises to take care of us if we'll be obedient, doesn't he, Michael? I mean, over and over he says that. So now that it says, it is changing lives everywhere, just as it changed yours, that very first day you heard it and understood the truth about God's great kindness to sinners. And boy, that is something. This is good news to sinners. And in fact, how would you like, and this is something that's very difficult for us to grasp, I know we're, especially Ty and I, we have a desire to see souls saved. We know if we get somebody healed, it's great, but we know if we get somebody saved, we change their life forever. And that's, we don't want to see nobody die and go to hell. But can you imagine you walking up to someone and say, you know, do you know Jesus? Nope. I'm not interested in that Christian stuff. Well, let me tell you how Jesus can change your life. I mean, he'll forgive you of all your sins. All you got to do is come and ask him, and he'll wash away your sins, and he'll give you an eternal life, and you get to live with him, and you can absolutely have a much better life here on earth with Jesus, and then you can die one day and get to go to heaven, and you get to live an eternal life in the kingdom of God forever. And the person says, I'm not interested. I don't want that. That's heartbreaking, isn't it? But there's people all the time that make that decision. And you know, many of you know them. In fact, some people, there was a man told me the other day that his dad had come to me many years ago and gotten healed. And his mother and had some unforgiveness, or his wife, I mean, had some unforgiveness. And over the 10 years, she's slowly creeping back into that unforgiveness. And the father is slowly getting back sick again. Now, he's been well for many years. I just talked to him the other day. And so he said, I went over and talked to my mother. And I said, Mom, you saw Daddy healed many years ago, and you knew it was unforgiveness. Why in the world would you start getting back into unforgiveness toward people again? Why would you go there? And he said, my mother told me, son, I've heard you talk about those things, but I don't believe those things. Just don't you talk to me about those no more. He said, I walked out of there saying, Lord, I'm going to tell my mother about this every time I can. And the Lord said, no, son, you've told her. Don't bother her no more. Don't bother her no more. Isn't that amazing? We tell us over and over and over. And then finally, one day, God's grace runs out. That's sad, isn't it? Wow. That's scary to me to think, you know, that somebody that says they're a Christian, and you want to talk to them about the Word of God, about, so don't come, don't bother me with the Bible. You go read that thing. I don't want to read it. There's something in it. Boy, there's something there. Epaphras, our much-loved co-worker, was the one who brought you the good news. He is Christ's faithful servant. There's a whole bunch of those Epaphrases out here today, a whole room full of us right here, right now. And he is helping us in your place. He is the one who told us about the great love for others that the Holy Spirit has given you. In other words, you know, we should be out here telling people, you know, man, I go to the Living Savior Church, and them people down there, they love people. You know, whenever we stand around and talk after it's over, man, them people, they talk, they pray for us. We got a need. They'll stay for hours. I mean, they go down there. We don't close the doors. We don't go down there and have church 1 hour, and then we close the door and we're out of there in 15 minutes. We stand around, talk, pray for each other sometimes down there late at night. And we do, you know. We stay however long it takes. We want to meet your need, you know. I mean, I have been here. What's the latest we've ever been here on Tuesday night? 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that? 2 o'clock? 2 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, somebody said, good grief, I ain't going to stay till 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, you want to see God's glory? Hey, you just make yourself available to the King. Amen. He will show you His glory. But you can't be in a hurry. You know, if you're in a hurry, you want to come down here to church and teach a Bible study class and then be out of here in 15 minutes after the Bible study's over and have a 30-minute Bible study and on the way home so you can watch your favorite television program or something like that. Well, if you want to see God do any miracles, He ain't going to do it for you like that. I can tell you for sure. You're going to have to put Him first, not that world. And that's what I did, man, with the world. I turned that thing off years ago. Television, radio, everything. I turned it off and turned on Jesus. And I love to see Jesus do things. Woo! Glory to God. He's helping us, and He is the one who told us about the great love for others that the Holy Spirit has given you. Now, who give them that great love? The Holy Ghost. See, you need something else you need to do every day, every morning. Sometimes I forget this, but every morning when you wake up, you need to say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. I want to be full of that mighty power.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.